Part 3. Borrow people instead of books. You will hear a text about a human library which helps people accept diversity. For questions 14 to 20, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. Listen to Part 3.
The idea of a human library started in Denmark, and it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, "I'm an open book." Why do you go to the library? For books, yes. But you like books because they tell stories. You hope to get lost in a story or be transported into someone else's life. At one type of library, you can do just that, even though there's not a single book. At a human library, instead of books, you can borrow people. People with unique life stories. Volunteer to be the books. For a certain amount of time, you can ask them questions and listen to their stories, which are as fascinating as any you can find in a book. Many of the stories have to do with some kind of stereotype. Just like traditional books, the human books have titles that describe their experiences, like Black Activist, Depression, Muslim, Latino, and many more. You can speak with a refugee, a soldier who's come back from an overseas conflict, a homeless person, a woman living with AIDS. The human library encourages people to truly get to know and learn from someone they might otherwise make a quick judgment about. According to its website, the human library is a place where difficult questions are expected, appreciated, and answered. The Human Library organisation began in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2000. Ronnie Abigail, his brother Danny, and some colleagues organised a four-day event during a major Northern European festival, hoping to attract people's attention to violence among youth. After the success of this event, Abigail founded the Human Library organisation, which has been growing ever since. Though there are a few permanent human libraries, most aren't places at all, but events. Though many do take place at libraries, you don't need a library card. Anyone can come and be part of the experience. There have been human library events all over the world, in universities and in pubs, from Chicago to Tunis to Edinburgh to San Antonio. The human library can take place in any welcoming space. The stories these books tell range from fascinating to heartbreaking and everything in between. And that's the very point of the organisation, to prove that no person can be summed up in just one word. It seeks to show people that you truly can't judge a book by its cover, or by its title or label. In a newspaper article, the founder, Ronnie Abigail, said, "All people judge, and so we are not here to change your mind or to tell you not to judge. We are here to make information available to you in a safe setting, so you can make your own decisions, but hopefully better informed decisions. The Human Library gives you a chance to reconsider your judgment of someone."